It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to the pediatric blog I call DocSmo.com. I am Dr. Paul Smolin, founder and curator of this blog dedicated to parents and children. We go beyond the office and give parents a little more depth in their understanding of pediatric health topics. From the diapers to the degree, we talk about it here. Thank you for joining me today. The only thing better than the kids in pediatrics are their parents. I love bringing information to help parents. Today we're going to talk about a topic that is very close to my life experience since I am a sufferer of migraines, an incredibly common pediatric disorder. Now, believe it or not, most parents don't recognize this headache in their children when they first begin. Well, we don't want that to happen to informed, sophisticated DocSmo listeners. So here we go. Well, let's start with what is migraine? Well, it's a syndrome, meaning a constellation of symptoms and signs that follow a typical pattern. There's no test. You just have to recognize the pattern when you see it. Now, usually a migrainer, as they are called, will first start their headache by feeling very weak and tired, possibly preceded by some vision changes, which are called a visual aura. Now, if you have never had one of these, think of it as the world might look if you were looking through very hot air coming off of a road during the summertime. The heat would be rising, the air would be dancing and scintillating and distorting everything. Well, that's what an aura typically looks like, but they can vary from person to person. Next, usually comes a throbbing headache, often focused around the eye or neck, which steadily increases in intensity, a crescendo, so to speak, for you music lovers. Often this head pain is more intense on one side of the head. Now, many migraineurs get associated symptoms such as sweating or nausea, light and noise sensitivity, and vomiting as part of the mix. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? These headaches can be brief or they can last for days, even weeks. Now, in between these spells, the child is completely normal. That's really important. So remember, fatigue with or without an aura, followed by the crescendo type headache, often more intense on one side of the head and not responsive to rest or common pain medicine. That is what a migraine is. And in between these spells, this child is going to be perfectly normal. Now, if rest and analgesics help a child's headache, this is probably just an I'm tired headache, not a migraine. So what causes migraine? Well, nobody really knows, but usually close relatives will have similar type headaches, so there's certainly genetics to this. They might not call it migraine, but maybe sick headaches or menstrual headaches or sinus attacks. But if they follow the pattern I've described above, they are likely migraine. Estrogen and testosterone have a lot to do with the onset of these kind of headaches. So for children who have this tendency, this genetic tendency, that means onset most often in middle school. Migraineurs usually have triggers, whether that be stress or noise or bad smells or forgetting to eat or drink, dehydration, or even certain foods, or in my case, calculus class in college. Now, if you're a sufferer, you often think you have a brain tumor. I thought so. I was sure I had a brain tumor. What actually happens in the brain is not definitely known, but the large nerve in a child's face called the trigeminal nerve seems to be involved, and cause real physical swelling and inflammation around the brain. It probably feels like what a brain tumor feels like, but you're normal in between attacks. That's the key. Now, that's why the earlier the treatment is started, the better it works. You stop the swelling and the inflammation and the headache subsides. The longer that process goes on, the harder it is to stop. And that also explains why acetaminophen usually doesn't work. It doesn't reduce inflammation like aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen. Well, if your child has been examined and diagnosed with migraine, here's a useful approach I have learned and used over the years. I think it is vital to have a plan laid out beforehand, before the headache comes. So here's what I recommend if your child starts to get sick at school with a headache you think is migraine. Now, should a headache start at school, have your child go to the school office and ask to take the usual headache reliever that reduces inflammation like ibuprofen or naproxen. Make sure you supply the school with whatever you want, whichever medicine suits your needs. And have your child be allowed to be in a quiet place for 30 minutes after taking their medicine. Make sure that you ask your child to rate their pain on a scale of 1 to 10 before they lay down, before they went to rest. If the headache starts to get better after they take their medicine, probably a muscle tension or fatigue headache is likely. And if that happens, time to go back to class. Now, if things don't get better and they're rating their headache as the same or worse 30 minutes later, time for stronger medicine. And I go right to what are called triptans. These are specifically designed medications for migraine. You can also leave a few of these at the nurse's station for use because time is of the essence. Remember, the sooner the better. We got to stop that swelling and we got to stop that inflammation. Now, two triptans that are approved by the FDA for use in children are a brand is called Axert, or the generic name is Almatriptan, or Maxalt, that's another brand name, or Rizatriptan. Now, Maxalt tablets are available in generic form and are very cheap. So that's what I start with, Maxalt. And if your child cannot swallow a tablet or has a lot of nausea with their headaches, I go for the Maxalt oral disintegrating tablets. They're called ODTs. And they currently, unfortunately, are much more expensive than the generic tablets, but they're very useful for kids who can't swallow a pill. Now, if a child gets to this stage, they've taken their triptan, it's time to call mom or dad and go home. Now, don't forget to pay attention to what triggered the migraine and file that information away for future use. I found personally that ibuprofen or naproxen or Motrin migraine or any of those kind of products taken at times when you think you might be migraine prone can actually prevent migraineous headaches. So that's a strategy you might want to consider as well. I think this is only for frequent migraine sufferers, which hopefully no one in your family will ever be. So remember, here are the important points, that migraine is episodic. It comes in spells. It escalates, it's severe, it's localized pain in the head, and it's usually associated with some other symptoms like nausea, vomiting, noise, and light sensitivity. Most often, these headaches are incapacitating. Now, if you think your child suffers from these, provide your child's school with a written plan, some ibuprofen or naproxen, and a few triptan tablets. See if that strategy doesn't work for you. I hope it does. Well, as always, thanks for making me one of your trusted healthcare sources of information. I will always try to bring you relevant, practical information that you can use with your children. Your comments are welcome at my blog or on Facebook or on iTunes. This is Doc Smo, hoping every parent has an advanced degree in how to keep their children pain-free. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music, Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor, Benjamin Smolin, and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music, Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.